We're talking today with Harry Birdwell of the School Land Commission. And Mr. Birdwell, let's talk a little bit about the kind of the purpose of the commission and your the stewardship that you all are involved with regarding some of the resources here in the state of Oklahoma. What really was the start or the genesis of this organization?
Well, I do want to talk about that, Ron, but I hope it's not inappropriate, but I do want to say congratulations to you first, because it's been a long time since Oklahoma has had an inductee into the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and congratulations for your selection, and in November you'll make us all really proud, as you have over the years while you've represented rural Oklahoma and rural issues and farming and ranching needs in our state. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, the State School Land Commission actually was created at statehood. The federal government thought a long time ago it was important, as new states became a part of the United States, to have lands that were given to the state so that they could manage them to generate income for public education. Mm-hmm. So for the last 110 years, our agency has managed nearly 1 million acres of real estate and 1,300,000 acres of minerals for the benefit of K-12 public school districts and many of the colleges and universities in the state. And so among our jobs is to be sure that that land in perpetuity is well maintained, that we have appropriate water resources, that we are active in conserving the soil and being certain that that those resources are as valuable 100 years from now as they are now for the benefit of education.
One of the challenges that you've had, I know, in recent years has been the drought that we had. It hit a lot of the acres that you all cover. Very, very hard in that 2011-2013 time period. This is something that I know you had to spend some significant resources to make sure that things were maintained with that land.
We have, in fact. When I became secretary 4.5 years ago, one of my commitments was that we would try to spend as much money as was necessary to continue to improve the land so that it'll be productive, removing red cedar growth that has occurred in a lot of areas of the state, but as importantly, being sure that we do all we can to help in the initiative to make Oklahoma a more drought-tolerant state. And by that I mean where, particularly in the western half of our state, drilling new water wells as we are able to find good water deposits, building new ponds to provide water for livestock and wildlife, and able to repair, dredge out old silted in ponds or repair the dams as necessary on older structures, so that we truly have a good resource out there that even in times of dry weather will make the land more valuable and productive and able to carry livestock and such.
The lands that you manage, that you're responsible for, they really do skew a little bit to the western part of the state.
They do, and the reason is when Oklahoma was formed, there were two entities brought together into one as a state, Indian Territory and Oklahoma Territory. Oklahoma Territory is the western half, roughly, of the state, and the eastern half of the state was Indian Territory. The federal government did not own any fee title to land in eastern Oklahoma at the time, and so the land grants are fairly well located in the western 60% of the state, and the land that we and in lieu of land, the federal government gave a cash payment to the state land commission when Oklahoma became a state.
The concept of leasing the land, how has that evolved over the years?
Well, it's specifically prescribed by the state constitution and state laws. Every year we lease about a fifth of all the surface acreage that we own as a state agency for 5 year terms. And so the next 20% rolls the next year, and the next 20% the year after, and so forth. But every year, about a fifth of all the land we own is put up for lease auction during the months of October and November. And this year, we have 8 locations and about 450 tracts of land in 33 western Oklahoma counties that'll be auctioned. And information about our auctions will be provided on most of the rural radio stations in commercials. But if you want to learn about what lands are available, you can go to our website at clo.ok.gov, and all the information about the land auctions is readily available. Google Maps of everything that we own and what the lease terms and what lease restrictions there will be. And also, we hope that if there are people who are looking for land to graze for livestock, or if there are needs that you have for cropping land, many of our tracts do dispose themselves well to crop production. There are a lot of tracts that we have throughout our ownership areas that are great resources for outdoor recreation, hunting and fishing and that sort of thing. So if you're interested in considering leasing land from the State Land Commission, go to clo.ok.gov and all the information will be there. User-friendly website, so look to your heart's content and then look at the auction times and locations for the specific land that you may be interested in.
Seems like some of the modern technology, internet, social media, these type of things have really helped you get the word out and provide more information about these tracts of land.
Well, we've always appreciated what you've helped us do to get the word out. But yes, indeed, a lot of user-friendly information is more readily available through the internet. I'm particularly excited. Over the last 3 or 4 months, we have brought aboard really some new technology for GIS mapping and information about every tract of land that we own. And it's interactive with Google Maps, so that you can put various layers of information about soil type and about, you know, if it's in a metropolitan area, zoning of land, or, you know, what the lease terms are and all that kind of thing, available just at the flip of a button. So we're excited to share that and be more user-friendly and completely transparent about what information we have and what we know about every tract of land we own.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about the resources that you're providing back to education here in the state. Those dollar amounts have continued to move higher, I know.
Well, they have, Ron. They've always been substantial, but in the last 4 or 5 years, we've been particularly successful with our investments and the diversity of our invested portfolio and the amount of money we're receiving from commercial leases and farm and ag leases, lease bonus revenues from oil and gas leasing activity. Last year, we had the second highest distribution total in the history of the state. $97.5 million to the K-12 school districts of the state and $32 million to higher education. When you look over the last 5 years since Governor Fallon and our current commissioners were elected to their respective positions, we have generated and distributed 71% more revenue to the public schools and universities than in any other 5 year period in the history of the state. And I'm, as one who works at the land office, I'm very proud of that, because these have been years where resources for education have been scarce because of shortfalls in state budgets the last couple of years in particular. And for us to be a growing source of revenue during a stressful economic time period and a low interest rate environment, I think it's positive for the state's education system, and we'll continue to try to do all we can to provide revenue for education, because right in the state constitution, our mission statement is very clear. Our agency is required to manage assets to support education, period. No other function for our agency other than to provide for our kids and grandkids. I laughingly say every kid in the state of Oklahoma is a trust baby, and we're growing their trust assets every day to support their education.
Okay.